Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Senate Finance Committee meeting to order. Today is Monday, May 7th. The time is 3:05 p.m. If you're joining us off net or online, we're in Juneau, Alaska, the state capitol, fifth floor, room 532. I'm co-chairman Anna McKinnon. Senator Hoffman is away from the committee right now on other state business. Vice Chairman Bishop is here today. Senator Von Imhoff.
I'm ready for a motion.
Roll call right now. Yeah. Roll call right now. Senator Von Imhoff.
It's great to be here.
Senator Stevens. Senator Olson.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Senator Machicki.
Good afternoon.
On today's agenda, we have three items, HB 233, the extension of the education tax credits, HB 212, the REAA and small muni districts, school district fund, and the capital budget, SB 142. Is there anything to come before the committee before we begin? If I could direct members' attention to HB 233. This item was held over from this morning's meeting to discuss the fiscal note. Director Alper, are you in the audience? Senator Bishop, could you cover the fiscal note?
Thank you, Madam Chair. There was some discussion this morning ensued around a $50,000 fiscal note for a regulation package. This fiscal note reflects that $50,000 regulation package is not in this bill, and so the other numbers still stand as we reviewed them this morning in the out years, and we have no fee for a new reg package. It's zero.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. And just previously, for those that weren't following this morning, this bill was heard originally under its companion bill, SB 116, on 3/26/2018. This version of the bill was heard on April 26, 2018. We presented a new CS, heard the sectional, the public hearing was open and closed. We've reviewed the fiscal notes again. Majority Leader Tuck, if you'd like to join us at the microphone.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Welcome to Senate Finance. Your name for the record, and then if you could tell the people of Alaska what this bill accomplishes.
Hi, this is Representative Chris Tuck, serving District 23, South Central Anchorage. Thank you again for hearing House Bill 233. House Bill 233 extends the education tax credits that we've had since 1987 and extends them up to January 1st of 2025. Without this bill, it will expire this December 31st, 2018.
Questions from committee members? Senator Bishop, may I have a motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move House Bill 233, version 30-LS0152/Tango from committee with the fiscal note and committee recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing and hearing none, the Senate CS for the CS for House Bill number 233, finance, version T, moves from committee with attached fiscal note and individual committee recommendations. Okay. Thank you. Brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. We're back on the record. Mr. Alper, we move the education tax credit bill. I noticed he wasn't listening.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. I heard you'd move the bill before I got here.
Director Alper, I just wanted to give you an opportunity if you wanted to share anything on the bill that we did previously move so that the people of Alaska understand what that fiscal note said.
Madam Chair, the fiscal note that we discussed this morning contemplated a little bit of revenue to cover some of our administrative costs of setting this up, but we've happily removed that. We're going to make do with materials at hand. It's an excellent bill. The education tax credit is an important program. It's just a matter of downsizing it to meet Alaska's fiscal realities.
Thank you. Are there questions for the director? Director Alper, I apologize because I know our meeting's times have been moving. We were originally scheduled at 2:30. We did postpone until 3 o'clock, and we actually started at 3:05. So I know that you guys are following our activities and that you're working very hard to make yourself available to us. So I just wanted to allow you that extra time and understand that we're the ones whose schedules are changing and that you're trying to fit your regular job into our committee process.
Madam Chair, you'll be pleased to know I just finished a presentation for tomorrow morning where we'll be hearing a very different piece of legislation.
Thank you, sir. With that, if I could direct committee members' attention to House Bill 212. A brief history on this bill. We heard the bill on April 23rd, 2018. The public hearing was open and closed. We reviewed the fiscal notes. Senator Bishop, may I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move committee substitute for House Bill 212, version 30-LS0741/Mary before the committee as our working document.
I'll object to understand what the changes are. Ms. Lucky, if you could place yourself on the record and walk us through the changes in the CS.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the Senate Finance Committee. For the record, my name is Julie Lucky, staff to Senator McKinnon. The bill in front of you, version M of House Bill 212, there are two changes. As you may recall, during the previous discussion on the bill, there was some discussion about the effective date, and the bill has been changed to an immediate effective date. There was also one change that the previous bill had specified 20% for major maintenance. The CS in front of you removes the 20% specification, but does note on page 1, lines 10 through 11, that the primary function of the fund is to fund school construction projects. Those are all the changes in the CS.
Are there questions from committee members? If I could invite Jane Pearson to the microphone on behalf of Representative Foster. Welcome to Senate Finance. Your name for the record, and then please provide us any comments on the CS before us.
For the record, my name's Jane Pearson, staff to Representative Neil Foster. Thank you, Madam Chairs and member of Senate Finance. House Bill 212 will allow more major maintenance in our regional education attendant areas and small municipal school districts. It doesn't do this by adding more money and increasing the size of the pie. What it does is reallocate how the pie is cut. Currently, the REA and Small Municipal School District Fund may only be used for new school construction. This will allow the fund to be used for major maintenance in addition to new school construction in REAA and Small Municipal School District areas, with construction taking precedence. This bill will benefit by help reducing the deterioration of schools, and in the long run save millions because, for example, it's better to be proactive and replace a roof than to be reactive and replace an entire school. The sponsor has gone through the CS, and he is fine with the changes.
Thank you, Ms. Pearson. Are there questions from committee members of the sponsor? Mr. Merrick, did you have comments or questions on the CS before us? Thank you, sir. Thank you, Ms. Pearson. I'll remove my objection to adopting the CS. Is there further objection? Seeing and hearing none, the CS is adopted. Version M is in front of us. I have one amendment. I move amendment number one.
Object.
Thank you.
So we've been going through a long process for over a decade in looking at schools and how schools are built across Alaska, and to see if there is a different way that we can do business that would allow us to reuse designs and standardize the components of a building. There was a study done by the department that said that wouldn't save us money unless you were building multiple schools to do that. We have three schools on the REAA list in the same district that are all being built and have developed designs independent of each other that are costing the state of Alaska, or we're investing as a state of Alaska, in $30, $35, and $40 million plus schools for this individual district. So the amendment before you establishes a guideline of if districts allow and under the direction of the department to organize and try to save the state some money in design development and construction of these buildings. Mr. Merrick, would you like to approach the table? Mary? We did go through a process, and the committee that reviews that rejected the process with cost savings. Mr. Marin, could you speak to the amendment?
Yes. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Tim Merrig, Department of Education, Facility Manager. The amendment introduces a couple of provisions not currently in statute, the first being an opportunity at the direction of the statutory language to develop the criteria, regionally based model school construction standards, and a new paragraph under 1411.17D, section 4. This opportunity to develop these standards and describe acceptable building systems to be used in Alaska schools, I think, is a good opportunity for the state and the districts and the department to work together and achieving some cost savings. And so that's one provision. It finds its way into other areas of the bill as we analyze school construction grant applications at the department. And the other provision is based around considering previous school designs and when they can appropriately be used in establishing a design for another school, and there are some additional provisions that I see in the amendment that would allow the department to encourage that and to measure that and to enforce that as there is good opportunity.
Mr. Mayor, has my staff been working with you in the development of this amendment?
Yes, Madam Chair, that's correct. We have had opportunity to review and work on the development of this amendment.
Thank you. I'll withdraw my objection. Is there objection to incorporation of amendment number one? Ms. Pearson, did you want to comment on amendment number one?
For the record, Jane Pearson, staff to Representative Neil Foster. We have had a chance to review the amendment, and Representative Foster is fine with it right now.
Thank you. Senator Machicki, did you have a question?
I had a question for Mr. Mearing as well. Just the logic that I consider on this amendment is not only the design, but also materials, components, construction experience, and transportation of those goods. Do you see that as perhaps something that the department would look at in the future for bringing down the cost of all four of those categories of items, or just specifically design?
Yes, thank you, Senator Machicki. Through the chair, the provision to develop regionally based model school standards will help to identify best practices in those areas as well, logistics and systems. Specifically, we're looking at standards of acceptable building systems and the costs associated with those, as well as design ratios that would achieve efficiency in a school. We would measure things such as the exterior envelope, square footage for the volume of the building to identify an appropriate efficiency of that building, so that you don't have, say, a building with, 100 corners to it, just as an example. Many of the costs I think that you have in mind and mentioned are not necessarily things that are easy for the department to develop in standards. For instance, mobilization costs and shipping costs are would be difficult for us to control. But we do understand that the heavier the material in your system, the more expensive that school is going to be to construct. So there are some corollaries there.
Senator Matiki, follow up.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I really appreciate bringing this amendment forward. We've had a lot of discussion about this over as many years at the finance table. But with that being said, Mr. Mearing, I just have one question. It's a great amendment. But do you reach out and work with the Cold Climate Research Housing at the University of Alaska? Would you incorporate that into what this amendment does?
Thank you, Senator Bishop. Through the chair, we have not interfaced much with the Cold Climate Housing Research Center at the department with regard to commercial building of schools. I personally follow their work. Okay. So there, I think, is good opportunity for us to collaborate in this area.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. If I could add, AEA might be another natural partner to help with weatherization of these commercial buildings. Sometimes we see quite a bit of use of glass. Part of the problem that I have with how we're currently doing design is that the architect gets to choose what the building looks like, and sometimes they create beautiful entrances that are not functional as far as the temperature with where they're placing the buildings. And so it is my hope with this amendment that the department can work with the districts to both have a beautiful design for the students that go to their school, but also that they have a functional design when it comes to energy efficiency and the utilization of components in their buildings.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Noted.
Thank you. With that, thank you, Mr. Merrick. All right. Are there any other questions to the amended version of the bill? Ms. Pearson, we do not have in possession the fiscal note, so I believe we're going to have to bring this back up tomorrow morning. My understanding is the fiscal note to implement this is going to be around $300,000, and so I want to make sure that I review that before we send it out of here. So it should not slow it down. We should have it out tomorrow morning. With that, if I could ask members to set aside House Bill 212 as amended, we should have a CS ready to go. So we can get the CS with the amendment so that it's ready for the floor. With that, if we could set that aside. The next item before us is Senate Bill 142. Brief at ease while we set up for the presentation. We're back on the record. The next item before us is Senate Bill 142. It's an act making appropriations, including capital appropriation, supplemental appropriation, reappropriation, and other appropriations, amending appropriations, appropriations to capitalize funds, and providing for an effective date. This bill was heard on April 26, 2018. The public hearing was open and closed. Amendments were due by April 27, 2018. None were received. Senator Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move committee substitute for Senate Bill 142, version 30-GS2565/Romeo before the committee as our working document.
I'll object. Ms. Kramer, if you put yourself on the record, and then I'll take a brief at ease while we pass it out. Brief at ease. Senate Finance is back in order. Ms. Kramer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Laura Kramer, and I'm staff to Senator McKinnon and the Senate Finance Committee. Before you, in version R, there are multiple changes. I will go through each one, starting on page 3. Line 18, this is $2 million for the Alaska Travel Industry Association for tourism marketing and development. On page 4, line 31, $2.5 million for the Wrangell Junkyard contaminated site cleanup. On page 5, line 19, this is $300,000 for vessels and aircraft maintenance, repair, and upgrades for the Department of Fish and Game. Originally, this language was this amount was in the language section, and due to incorrect information from the department, those lapsing funds were no longer available, and so it is now in the number section. The next change can be found on page 7, line 33 through page 8, line 4. This is for $750,000 for the Department of Natural Resources for legal and financial due diligence relating to the AKLNG project. The next change is on page 8, lines 29 through 31. This is for the Department of Revenue, $750,000 for legal and financial due diligence relating to the Alaska LNG project. The next change is on page 9, line 23. This is the weatherization program with AHFC. In the previous version, there was an error. It wasn't actually included in the language here in the bill. It was reflected in the numbers, so if people saw the reports, the numbers were correct. It just was not actually listed in the bill, so that is included here. The next change is on page 10, line 18. This is other federal program match for DOT. This was added to the numbers section due to a reduction in lapsing funds from AHFC and the home energy rebate program. Originally, that was found in the language section of the previous version, so there was a reduction to that, which caused the change to the numbers section here. And then also on page 10, line 20, there is an adjustment made to the federal aid highway state match due to some reappropriations that were no longer available. The next change can be found on page 17. Starting on line 10 through 13, this is $75,000 for community and neighborhood watch programs to be distributed as grants through the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development. The next change is on line 14 of the same page. This is $60,000 for the City of Nunana. This is for financial review and analysis of their city financials. Currently, they are unable to receive some community assistance due to some issues with their financials. So this will, the Department of Commerce will work with the community to audit or analyze their financials and make sure that those are in order before distributing funds to them. The next change is on the same page, line 20 through 22. This is for a study for the healthcare transformation project. This is the next step in the healthcare authority feasibility study. This brings along patients, providers, payers, and policymakers. It's for $250,000. The next change is the same page, line 25. This is for the Hillcrest Subdivision Clean Water Improvement District. This is for $500,000 to help with contaminated water systems. And on the same page, line 28, this is $2 million to the Anchorage Police Department for crime prevention and response and equipment. The next change is on page 18. This is $2 million to the Department of Public Safety for crime prevention and response and equipment. The next change can be found on page 35. This is relating to Department of Transportation reappropriations for federal aid highway match. This is backstop language. We saw this in the capital budget last year as well. This is if any of the projects fall short as far as the reappropriation balances on those. General funds would be used to match the federal highway match money.
Madam Chair.
Ms. Kramer, could you give us a page number and citation for that?
Page 35, lines 10 through 14.
Thank you. Senator Machicki?
That was my question, Madam Chair. Thank you.
The next change is on page 36, starting on line 3. Running through line 19. This is reappropriation of funds that were reappropriated last year to the Greater Lynn Canal area. Those funds balance of $21.2 million is reappropriated back to the Juneau Access Project. And the last change can be found on page 37. Line 3 through 9, this is section 24 of the bill. This reappropriates the remaining balance of the Friends of the Jesse Lee Home to the City of Seward for site remediation. With that, Madam Chair, those are the changes to the CS in front of you.
Are there questions with the structure of the bill? I'll remove my objection. Is there further objection to adopting the CS for Senate Bill 142, Finance, Version R? Seeing none, Version R is adopted and before us. Comments from committee members? Senators, it is difficult being the finance co-chair on the capital budget when there is no money to share with other communities around the state when having to say no more often than not for almost all the projects that people have requested from smaller communities across our state. We've tried to help those limited requests that we could in the CS that's before you. There is not personal discretionary spending anywhere in this bill. This budget prioritizes public safety, health in some communities. The Wrangell project, I would note, is a $5 million project, not a $2.5 million project. And so with the support of the other body, should the other $2.5 million be inserted, then there will be a project to go forward to clean up a contaminated site for the people of Wrangell. every dollar that is in this capital budget is being removed from Alaska's savings account to be able to provide for the people of Alaska in very broad ways. But this budget goes a long way in using those limited dollars to create a budget that is over $1 billion in combination with federal and other funds. I will try to get out to you the difference. I believe it's still significantly lower than what the administration asked for. There is no joy in having a smaller budget than the administration asked for. It is just practical fact that we're having to withdraw every dollar from savings accounts, and there are some things that are not included in this budget that are important to many people. Any other comments from members? Senator Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd just like to thank you and your staff for bringing this CS forward. I think the committee responded to the public comment that we heard over a week ago. We did what we could within the means that we have, and so I just ask people to look at that, and you can see that in the CS that came out here today. So thank you.
Senator Bishop, thank you so much, and that is in reflection of many of the items that were changed in the bill. Senator Machicki?
Actually, I agree with Senator Bishop's comments. Thank you for your hard work and the hard work of your staff.
Thank you. I would like to thank publicly my Chief of Staff, Laura Kramer. She does an excellent job with the support of Legislative Legal and your team to be able to succinctly and accurately reflect the changes that we've made and to hear what you've requested, because there are many things that you requested at this table that are not included in the budget before us. Again, this was not personal recommendations from anyone or discretionary money. This was back to the basics. This is a fairly straightforward budget. I'd like to thank Legislative Legal and Legislative Finance for all their work and their team's effort in responding to us. It's not quite 24/7, but it's darn close. They work weekends, they work long hours, sometimes exceeding 12 to 15 hours a day, to make sure that our process could move forward in these months that we're here in Juneau. So I would like to publicly thank Mr. Teal, Mr. Carpenter, all of the Ledge Finance team. I know Amanda's back there. Lacey, I've just thrown a blank on your name. So, Lacey and the entire team at Ledge Finance has been working hard for the people of Alaska, and I wanted everyone to know that. With that, Senator Bishop, may I have a motion?
Thank you. Just one quick one before. You know, it's a billion-dollar budget. I mean, we think of $1 billion, but when you put the multiplier effect on that $1 billion that it goes out through the economy in these construction projects, it gets to be a pretty good-sized number. So with that, Madam Chair.
Senator Bishop, thank you for that. I just pulled the financial report from our staff. So for those that are wondering, this budget invests $148,642,900 in projects throughout Alaska, and it leverages for a total budget of $1,102,000. Now I'm getting new numbers. Total all in is $1,461,960,200 of money with that $149 million. It is $265 million less than was requested by the governor. Senator Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move Senate Bill 142, version 30-GS2565/Romeo from committee with the individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for Senate Bill number 142, Finance, version R, moved from committee with attached individual committee recommendations. Brief at ease. We're back on the record. Is there anything else to come before the committee? Tomorrow morning at 9:30, we will take up HB 331. That's the tax credit bond bill. We will have invited testimony tomorrow morning after we introduce the bill at 9:30. We'll have invited testimony in the afternoon at 1:30. We'll open the public hearing for the general public to comment on the tax credit bond proposal. Is there anything else to come before the committee? Seeing, hearing none, we're adjourned.